Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's going on right now. Yeah, we need the rain. And yeah, we know you don't want it on the weekend, but that's exactly what's going to happen. On the 1080 weather radar, we're seeing light to moderate showers mostly in Tarrant County right now, heading up into Denton County, Collin County. But the heaviest of the rain is still moving due east. It's just now entering into Jack County and the areas west of Parker County, heading towards Mineral Wells. And again, all this will be moving here, and we're going to be getting a lot more. National Weather Service put out a flood watch that goes into effect starting at 7 o'clock. And of course, if things do get severe, we activate the KRLD Storm Center for you to give you complete coverage of the weather.
Well, you may have been asleep though, of course, when some of it came through this morning. The storms caused big problems in Denton County, including two fires. This one happened around 2:40 a.m. in a home at North Lake, where the roof caught fire. The family, thank goodness, they're going to be okay. The fire broke out also in the attic of a home in Argyle. Just a little while later, no one was hurt with that one. In all, the county says it responded to a total of 8 storm-related incidents between 2:30 and 4 this morning.
And this government shutdown having a ripple effect around the airports. And now it's making its way to North Texas.
Both Dallas Love and DFW airports are experiencing hundreds of delays today because of staffing issues of air traffic controllers. Not necessarily here, but in other airports across the nation. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy spoke today in Philadelphia and says air traffic controllers are enduring more stress than they should because of working without pay for so long.
There'll be a question about, is the system safe? Now, I'd say yes, it is safe, because if we have controllers that are more stressed and less able to do the job, we pay close attention to that, and we will reduce the capacity of airplanes taking off and landing, or we will cancel flights.
Now, here in North Texas, the weather is also having an impact on the airports as storms have rolled through and are expected to continue on and off through most of the weekend. In Dallas, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The government shutdown, we're going to start with that. That's now into its fourth week. Doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And we've been talking with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle as to how we have reached this point and where we go from here. Today, we're going to bring in Republican Congressman Keith Self. He represents most of Collin County and a big chunk of Northeast Texas beyond that. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thank you.
So let's get right to it, because, I mean, Republicans, you guys blame them. All they do is blame you. And the public grows more frustrated by the day. I mean, it just seems like this is a case of each side digging in, trying to win the PR battle, and waiting for the other side to cave.
Well, this is day 24, as you mentioned. And let me tell you, Republicans did our job. We passed a clean CR, which Democrats have liked up until now. They don't like it under Trump, but they have liked clean CRs. It's been their modus operandi now for years. They don't like it because it's Trump. And I don't like it, particularly because it continues Biden policies and spending. But it does keep spending flat through November the 21st, which is rapidly approaching as well. But we've done our job. We passed the clean CR, which Democrats are supposed to like, and they balked at it. So we're now in day 24. We need five Democrats to come across, do the right thing, vote for this clean CR. And frankly, the Senate just yesterday turned down a bill that would have paid essential workers, military, ATC, TSA, ICE agents, and they turned it down. So they're going to keep this going. And several of them have mentioned they like the pain on the American people because they think it's leverage.
Let me ask you about that. A lot of the Democrats say this is over the Obamacare subsidies and they need to address that. Is there any way that you see the Republican Party meeting them somewhere in the middle to come up with something to end this?
We have said, the Speaker has been very clear, we'll discuss it after we open the government. Very clear. That's we're willing to discuss it after we open the government. But they want this is the largest blackmail operation in history. They're holding up. They want $1.5 trillion returned to the budget. They want the $9 billion in fraud, waste, and abuse returned to the budget. They want, and these subsidies you're talking about. I'm delighted with the sunshine that's being shown on Obamacare as a whole because we've piled subsidies on subsidies. And right now, the typical enrollee, the government pays 93% of the premiums. And if these COVID-era temporary subsidies expire, the government will still pay 83% of the premiums. This is a failure of Obamacare at its core.
So what you're saying, what the Republicans are saying, is agree to reopen the government, and then we'll talk about those tax credits and possibly extending them. Is that? And then,
we're willing to talk about them. Absolutely. Subsidies for Obamacare are kind of crack cocaine for the people that are on it, but the taxpayers are paying the tab.
And obviously they're skeptical that you'll keep your word. I guess the Republicans are skeptical that the Democrats would keep their word about reopening the government after talking first. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a
game of chicken here.
The public is looking at this like, come on, guys.
Well, the Republican view is we've done our job. We passed a clean CR to continue the Biden policies and spending, which keeps spending flat, which in itself is a win for us. But the Democrats say that they want to return all the fraud, waste, and abuse and the cuts that have been done under Donald Trump and Trump 2.0. So that's their intransigent position.
Let me ask you this. How do you see this thing ending?
I see this ending when the Democrats come to work, five of them. Now, whether Schumer gives them permission to give him cover to go vote for it or whether they just break and decide to do it, I don't know which is going to happen because Schumer at this point cannot break, but he might give five of them permission to go break. So that's one of those two ways is how this is going to end.
Let me ask you this. This is kind of rare. It's very rare, in fact, in other countries. They'll say either, until we can agree on a new budget, we're just going to continue to use the old one. Some countries, they even call for new elections immediately if a budget does not pass. Everybody's up for reelection. I don't know. There are pros and cons, I suppose, to both of those things. But why can't we do something like that here so that this isn't as common as it has become over the years?
Because the parliamentary system that you described, you have to make a coalition of many, many parties. We are a two-party system, and that's the key difference. We have a constitutional republic as opposed to the other sorts of governments, and we have a two-party system as opposed to many parties, which the parliamentary system has. It can be as few as four or five, could be dozens in some countries. So that's the difference. We need to negotiate between our two parties. And in this case, we need the Democrats to come and do what your first example was. Use the old budget until we can come to an agreement. That's exactly what the CR does. It uses the old budget, as you laid out, until we can come to an agreement on a new one. And the appropriators are working on the budgets as we speak. That work has not stopped.
Let me ask you this, Congress, and last thing I have for you. Do you see the Senate Republicans pulling out the nuclear option and just going for that simple majority?
Absolutely not. I am very opposed to the nuclear option. Now, for confirmations, for people that are going to be in their position for 2 or 3 years, 4 years at the most, absolutely do that. But for a lawmaking exercise, we do not want to break the filibusters, which the nuclear option is, and go for the 51 votes. We cannot do that because when the Democrats would be back in the majority, and they will be one day, when the Democrats would be in the majority, we would lose our constitutional republic. It would be gone. Who knows what they would pass?
All right, Congressman, listen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us. Good stuff. That is Republican Congressman Keith Self from most of Collin County represents and Northeast Texas. All right, if you've been thinking about taking a road trip, but you just haven't had the time or the money, not to worry. John Butler has taken that trip for us. John runs one of our great Texas State Network affiliates here.
Yeah.
Right there in the Tyler Longview area. And he is also now
He's done that for years.
A long time. Published author, too. He's got a new book out called Heartland Highways, In Search of America, all about his travels. And he's even got a video preview to go along with it on YouTube.
This book isn't just a road trip. It's a search for America, found in the forgotten corners, in the detours, in the people we no longer see. We just pass by.
And John Butler joins us right now.
Good to be with you.
Tell me, what gave you this idea?
Well, I was alone watching the news one hot August night here in Texas, also looking at the news feed on my phone. And for a quick background, I became a single dad after my wife died of cancer and raised our two children still in elementary school. Well, the kids grew up, and my dog died, and other loves were found and lost. And so I'm sitting alone eating Chinese takeout food, looking at the news feed on my phone and on TV, and Americans seem to be setting each other's hair on fire. It was all chaos with street riots and a mixture of divisive politicians, entertainers, and criminals. And if true, well, it wasn't the America that I thought I knew. So I tell in my book, Heartland Highways in Search of America, as a kid, I read a book about John Steinbeck's road trip he did in the 60s. And I thought that'd be cool to do someday. And then I was sparked to travel across America to actually do it by literary agent friend after we were complaining about the news. And he said, you ought to just go across America and interview people, talk to people, and see what America is really like beyond the news headlines. So I found an Airstream van. I set off to search for America, stayed off the interstates, and took the blue highways and back roads.
That's it. And you described yourself as a detourist. What's that?
Yeah. So I took the detours to the small towns, the diners, places in serendipity, really. I had no itinerary. I just wanted to discover America as I found it, just literally. What do I find? The locals would tell me about a place or an interesting local person to talk to, or they'd say, hey, there's this place just down the road. It's only 15 minutes away. You can't miss it. Spoiler alert, I usually missed it, but I found something better.
Gotcha. Now, here's some of the weird people that you met here. A retired Harlem Globetrotter? You actually go into this.
Yeah, really, really cool guy. Gator Rivers in Savannah, Georgia. I met him in a diner there, a little restaurant, local place, and we kind of hit it off talking and spent a lot of time with him. But his mom was 12 years old when she had him, okay? So later, fast forward, he's about 12. They're sitting in a movie theater watching a show about the Harlem Globetrotters. He points to with his mom. He says, Mom, that's what I'm going to be someday. And he did it. When he retired from being with the Harlem Globetrotters, he came back to Savannah in his neighborhood, worked with kids there. And I asked him, I said, you know, what do you find different about the way you grew up and then working with the kids today like you're doing? And he said, well, you know, back in my day, my attitude was, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what I can do. And he said, kids today is like, you show me what you can do for me. He said, it's a little hard to work with, but he was doing it.
John, tell me, how many miles in all?
33,321 miles.
Good Lord.
I didn't intend that, my friend. I was going to be gone for like a month or two, but
What was the name of the vehicle?
It was an Airstream van, and I named it Argo after the first steamship that intentionally navigated the Earth, circumnavigated it, and also Jason and the Argonauts, and I just thought that kind of applies.
All right, what's the biggest surprise that you found on the road, though? Is there one thing that surprised you?
Well, you know, it was that people were nice and helpful all over, and literally everywhere. It wasn't what you see on TV, you know? People were talking about politics. They didn't bring that up, really, mostly. I was in the middle of New York City, and I had trouble getting the subway, and my card that I'd purchased didn't work. And a lady came up, a young professional, and she said, "Here, let me help you." And she swiped her card. I said, "You got to be kidding me." They're just nice acts of kindness like that all across America.
Real quick, John, last question. You mentioned you were in that diner in Savannah. I'm guessing there was a lot of diner food on this trip. What was the best thing you ate over those 33,000 miles?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there was no chicken fried steak like you find here in Texas. But and the barbecue is way different in a lot of other parts of the world. But probably the chili. They seem to be good with that and the soups and grilled cheese sandwiches and my favorite, Sloppy Joe's.
There you go. All right.
Comfort foods. Everyone's good at comfort foods.
And now it's time to diet.
Yeah. Exactly.
John, listen, thanks so much. The name of the book, Heartland Highways in Search of America. Where can you get it?
On Amazon. Just put in Heartland Highways. John W. You got to put the W in there because there's a couple other John Butlers, but John W. Butler. And it'll also be in Barnes & Noble and bookstores fairly soon.
Very cool. John, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us about it. It's good. It's a lot of fun. Everybody loves a good road trip.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.